Tonight, James plays with Facebook, Mike makes biscuits, and John puts the laser on his resume.
Punk.com.
And this is Couch Potato Mike. How the hell are you doing today, sir?
I'm here. It's a Saturday. It's cheat day. It's, what is it? It's 10:01 here in Central Standard Time.
I made homemade biscuits.
Cam, thank you. We do have faces made for podcasting.
Who said we didn't have faces made for podcasting?
Cam, he says, geez, y'all are some ugly boogers. Morning, Cam.
I says buggers, jackass. Well, we've got one viewer, so that's awesome.
Yes, and so we are recording now on the podcast. I may or may not even edit this. I don't know. I may just run the podcast all wibbly-wobbly. So what are we doing today, Mike?
We're live podcasting on Facebook Live.
Gorilla podcasting, yes.
Oh, is that what we're calling it?
Gorilla podcasting live. Yeah, whatever.
We don't have a gorilla.
Because motherfuckers killed Harambe. Oh. Did you know? I think I've heard contradicting evidence that it didn't actually happen, but I have heard, and I haven't looked into it, so if I'm wrong, don't even tell me because I don't give a fuck, that Harambe, the gorilla, got more write-in votes than candidate for the Green Party, Jill
Stein. No, that's
Stein.
What I heard that as well.
Yeah, I heard someone heard say it well. Was wrong, but I've heard it, so wrong or right, I don't care.
Where the hell are all our other listeners?
They should be showing up.
Well, thank you, Cam.
Gonna hit.
Despite the fact that you insulted my stunningly classic
yes.
good looks.
Live. One person viewing. I'm watching you basically have a gorilla. If I'm watching, you basically have a gorilla.
Well, there you go.
Okay. So, couple announcements up front before we get into the show. It is going to be a Q&A session, so if we get people show up and they ask questions, then we will answer said questions when they show up. If not, then we have a few things to talk about, and we'll let this run until about 11 Central Standard Time. If you are in a different time zone, then just say that it'll be an hour. It should be about an hour before we stop this, roughly, give or take.
Or thereabouts.
Yeah, I mean, if we get into like a super fun conversation at the end, and we're like, where are we now? Shut the fuck up! Our hour is up! You get the fuck out of here! That's not gonna happen.
No, it's not.
Unless you're a dick.
Which you very well could be. That is your God-given
yeah.
right.
Yes.
This country is full of dicks.
Yes. We accept everyone on this show, unless you yep. don't like cussing, and then get the fuck out of here.
You heard that. James accepts all dicks.
No. So, announcements. I have stickers on the way. I ordered stickers, Survival Punk stickers. You can put them on your car, your backpack, your notebook, whatever you feel like putting them on. They'll be here.
What do they look like?
The round logo. Like the patches.
Oh, okay.
All white with black letters and stuff. So, yeah. They'll be here. I will probably have a sale set up. You can buy some. Mostly they're going to be like sort of business cards. I'm going to give them out. If you win prizes, I'll give them out as prizes. If, you know, random things like that, you know. So the price will probably be $1 free shipping if you want a sticker. I'll let you know when they come in. Shipping's kind of shitty right now, and I didn't want to pay $10 to get them in faster.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
It is. So it won't be until the end of the month. I had one guy, so forgive me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure the name was Ryan. Ryan, the guy that won our last contest a few months ago with the cuffs question. So we asked, you know, if you know where the line, I want a big gun that holds a lot of bullets comes from, send me an email.
Oh, you never did let me know how that went.
Yeah, so that guy won the patch, and I got that sent out to him. I think with some other swag in there. Thanks for being a loyal listener. Ryan, and then I got
a
picture from him. I'm going to put up on the fan book page of he sewed that patch on a haversack, which looked really good. Haversack is just sort of a sling bag.
What was that?
I don't know what that was.
We got dinged. Oh my God, are the Russians here? What is this?
Matt Aronel. Well, they can't hear it anyway, so it doesn't matter. Commented on my link.
Tell them to comment on our fucking show.
Blah, blah, blah. We'll talk about that in a second.
I'm starting to get a little antsy.
Yeah, I didn't figure people would be swarming in right away.
Well, they need to.
Yeah.
Show us you love us!
Matt French, where are you at? Anyway, what was I saying?
You can watch a fat fuck eat biscuits. Come on now.
Yeah, so Ryan won that contest. He was the first one to email us about the Watch Your Back contest with, what is it, Asian Beauties? Busty Asian Beauties as a code word.
Busty Asian Beauties.
So he's going to get a copy of that. I emailed him this morning and was like, I can email your book out. Not email. I can't. Yeah. The future of technology.
That would save all shipping costs.
Let me shove this in the computer receptacle.
Well, you know, eventually you will be able to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, once 3D printers become very prolific, you can just email stuff.
You can email physical products. That's the way books will be bought in the future, probably. Well, I mean, you can print them out now anyway. But anyway, SilviCam, I've been up since about 4 or 5 or so, something like that. I sleep weird. I slept all day yesterday, was up to like 2 in the morning, and then took another nap and woke up at 5.
I've been up since about 6.
Yeah.
Which is early for me on a Saturday.
So he won the contest, and then I emailed him this morning and was like, I can send your book out today, or you can wait, and I'll give you a sticker as well when it shows up. So we'll see what he has to say. And then there'll be more contests soon.
He's going to be really pissed when he finds the sticker's already adhesed to the book.
Yeah.
Right across the pages.
You get a free sticker. Free extra sticker.
It'll be a My Little Pony sticker.
So I have some notes since we don't have any questions yet. Serenity, my girlfriend, says, your connection is fuzzy. And so for some reason, if you didn't already know. I don't know, actually.
Huh.
Maybe that's what the connection weak is means. I don't know.
We're fuzzy?
We are fuzzy.
I wonder
my
if I
face
can,
is fuzzy.
I wonder if I can pull it up on here and see how fuzzy we are. Let's see.
This may be a failed idea. I don't know.
It's not failed. You only fail if you never try.
So things to talk about. So the podcast isn't super boring. Thanks for letting us know, Serenity Moonbeam.
Serenity Jean Moonbeam the Third.
Yes. I was like, that sucks. Blurry on and off.
It doesn't even say that we're live.
Yeah.
Here, I'll go.
Did you even like the Survival Punk fan page?
What do you mean, do I like the Survival Punk?
That's the punks, isn't it?
Oh.
That's the group.
Oh, this is not where we are?
No.
Oh, well, no, then I have it.
You're retarded.
I thought it was the same goddamn thing!
No. So...
Wait, survival... How do you spell Survival Punk?
Yeah. If you know so there are a couple survival podcasts out there. The Survival Podcast, Survival Punk Podcast.
Oh yeah, I liked it.
I could have swore your last name, your middle name was Marie Serenity.
Oh yeah, here we are. This is what we're looking like.
Yeah, that is terrible.
Whoa, what are we doing? I didn't do that. Oh, there's a delay.
You literally did. It's whatever. Connection's weak. I don't know why.
Hmm.
Ah. I hope you're not watching it on my...
I probably am.
...internet to then slow it down even more.
Here, I'm turning the internet off on my iPod. Okay, there we are. Now, can you at least hear us? Cam, Serenity, can you hear us?
If not, you can listen on Wednesday when the podcast is recorded, and I may edit it because this is probably rambling and weird, but whatever. Whatever. In the Rabbit Hole is another survival podcast. He's been around about the same time as us. We both knew of each other, but had never really connected.
Sounds kinky.
I'll be a guest on his show in the near future. We had a chat yesterday.
Thank you, Cam.
So that's all that matters, yeah. Apparently the sound is good. The video just looks terrible.
I've seen motherfuckers cliff diving out in the middle of the damn Mediterranean. They get better fucking video than we do.
They probably just record it and then upload it. I don't know.
It was live. Is this what we're doing? This is what we're resorting to, making funny faces at you.
It'd be like Mech's Headroom. Everyone's watching, like.
All right, James. What else are we talking about on the show?
So In the Rabbit Hole, my episode on that is going to be coming up pretty soon. I'm talking about why you might consider a tiny house for survival. The fact that you can pick it up and move it. I acronized it into a bug out tiny house or a booth, because us survivalists love acronyms. Booth.
That would be a both.
Booth.
A both.
Booth.
B-O-T-H. Both.
I pronounce it however I want.
Okay, you can mispronounce it however you want.
I invented the fucking word. I pronounce it the way I want.
You did not invent the word booth. You invented the word both.
It's a bug out tiny house. It's a booth. Boof. Boof. Monthly members video chat. So something like this, I will probably not use Facebook Live because apparently Facebook Live is dumb and not working very well. Yes, I think I had a downloaded copy of it. So Cam asks, have you ever read Abby Hoffman, Steal This Book? I did.
Wait, that's the name of the book, Steal This Book? I thought that was just really bad grammar on Cam's behalf.
No, Steal This Book. That was the name of the book. It was kind of like a hippier version of the Anarchist Cookbook. It had a lot of information like that on there, and it wanted people to steal it to fight the system.
Wait, they made a book, and they were selling a book, but they wanted people to steal the book.
Yes.
Okay.
Fight the man.
Oh, because, you know, that would make sense. Like, the bookstores would buy the books, and then they're just reselling them, so you're stealing it from the bookstores.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was interesting. It was, like I said, it was kind of like a hippier version of the Anarchist Cookbook. It had a lot of good information like that in there. You can English.
I can English.
So, apparently, I just learned the word dank means awesome and or cool. Cam goddamn dank memes. I'm so old, I don't
even
know what kids are saying.
Since when did dank stop meaning, like, dark and, like, moist?
I don't know.
Is Cam a man or a woman?
Cam is a man.
Ah, okay. Just making sure, because most of the Cams I know are chicks.
Because he has the Gadsden flag as his picture?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. I've got Bob Ross as my picture.
Yeah. Anyway. So, we're going to start doing something like this monthly for just the Cyberpunk Army members. And you can get it for as low as $5 a month.
$5.
And there may be a sale coming up soon for Christmas.
Very unexpected.
Or Black Friday. Maybe both. I don't know.
Black Friday.
But $5. Every one of you guys can afford $5. Hey, who's the third person in here? Who are you? Is that you, Mike? Are you the third person?
I'm a third person?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
It says they left. Where did they go? Get your ass back in here.
They can't hear you anymore.
Fucking bucks. Cam, go find them and beat them up.
Maybe if you wore your Guy Fawkes mask, would be more entertaining.
Maybe. So monthly members. If you're a member of the Cyberpunk Army, we're going to start having a probably Google Hangout, which will be live video. We can see and talk and interact, which will be fun. It'll be fun to give some value back, and you get to laugh at us, and won't be maybe as discombobulated. I don't know. Maybe this will be our most popular episode of all time. Like, I was looking at some tracking numbers and seeing Kerrig!
We're inside a hot, low metal sphere. The inside is a polished metal mirror surface. There are no cracks or seams anywhere in the sphere. You can turn on a flashlight and immediately turn it off. What happens?
You're inside a hollow metal sphere. The inside is a polished metal sphere. There's no cracks anywhere. You turn on a flashlight, immediately turn it off. What happens? You see light and then you don't see light. I get what you mean. The photons would be trapped in there.
Well, you see, eventually they would all just hit you and you'd absorb it.
Yeah, they would bounce off the thing and then be absorbed into you that would be in there, your retinas, your clothing, your whatnot, and then would not bounce back. So, yeah, interesting question.
Cat, you get cooked.
I was like, Cam, did you say we got cocked? We ain't never got cocked, boy.
Oh, my God.
There will be a monthly membership chat that will be not on Google Live. And you know what? I thought about making a private Facebook area just for the members. If you want that, if you're a member and you demand it, I might set it up. But as it is now, we have the Facebook Survival Punks group that you can get in and talk to and hang out and post pictures of naked women skateboarding to not talk about the election with holding cases of beer. Jeff Radke.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started on the
election. Is Jeff Radke?
Jeff!
Yep, Dimitri. That's a terrible echo in here. Members prizes. You're not in here. What? People keep coming and go. Is it our connection? Is our connection ruining this podcast?
Where are you even seeing numbers at?
The eyeball and the number next to it.
Oh, one. We were being watched by Cam.
Yes.
That means Serenity left.
It does.
Traitor.
I don't know what's going on.
Treason. That's what's going on.
Oh, that's interesting. Anyway, I don't know if this Facebook is really working that well. We will try something different in the future. Members prizes. So, yeah, I get sent stuff for review. I don't always need to keep all that stuff. Sometimes I want to get rid of it because I have a tiny house and I don't need all the rooms stuck in there. So don't give Jorn a gluten.
Jorn, yummy glutens, buttermilk glutens.
So, yeah, I want to in a non-socious way, redistribute some of these items that are sent to me. Books, camping gear, survival gear, whatnot, some of those stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start picking every month one person that's a Survival Punk Army member.
One person.
Not three.
That's the German three.
That's the German three, yeah. One person every month, pick some item that I have that I don't need that I was sent for review. Like the Gun for Newbies people. I got sent two copies of Watch Your Back, Situational Awareness book. Keto Chow. Lots of other stuff. It's not open. I didn't consume, stuff like that.
Keto Chow always reminds me of Futurama. They were selling Bachelor Chow in the future.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. I bet they're going to come out with something. They are posters, Cam. They are. This month's winner, and I'll have to contact you to get your home address to send you out this book. Since I got two copies of Watch Your Back, I'm going to give away two copies. One person already won a copy. Buddy, you're going to win the other copy.
Who's so Buddy?
Buddy is a Survival Punk Army member. He's down in the south of us area. So stop breaking shit.
No!
We
got dinged again. Thing,
yeah. So
the goddamn U-boats.
Buddy, you
and
a copy. You're gonna be the first Survival Punk Army member swag redistribution recipient. So yeah, what do we got? Let's hope we get more questions. Maybe the quality is too bad and it's just not conducive. Cam, you're a trooper, buddy. You're a trooper. You're a special kid.
You reach down and you touch a button.
Let's see. Notifications. What's going on?
You have 38 notifications.
Annabelle Wood commented on a thing in the Survival Punk group. What did she comment on?
And just how many of you idiots voted? Do not come near my home. I am armed and ready.
I want
you to know.
I don't really understand what she's talking about.
It's Minneapolis high school students have staged an anti-Trump walkout and are marching in downtown Milly. Oh, fucking
shit. I think
shit.
She's commenting on these idiot... So, Minnesota threatened to leave the Union and join Canada because they have no idea how things work.
No. You know all those immigration laws that people are hating Trump for? Canada already has them and has for a long, long time. You can't just show up and be like, hey, everybody, I want to be a Canadian, eh? And, with your snow skis in July.
Yeah, apparently it's even harder now. Like, used to be Americans could kind of, freely pass. And now it's been for a while. A little more cracked down where it's like, you show up at the border, you, declare your stuff, and then, they check and go through.
Ever since 9/11, pretty
much.
Yeah,
now I think you have to have a passport and shit.
Hey, Jorny boy, you want a gluten? Here's a gluten. You missed.
Would love... Three people in here. Who is in here?
Who dat? A plus three. Well, God bless you, folks.
Yeah, I don't know how to Facebook, so. Four people! We gotta keep this survival punk train a rolling. Woo woo. So Minnesota, you guys are dumb. You know what? I commented as soon as I saw that Minnesota was threatening, not Minnesota, some idiots in Minnesota were trying to make a change.com. I'm like, the way they're talking stuff, I'm like, that's not very Minnesota nice. Minnesota. Oh, yeah. So what else did we... Okay, so things to talk about until we get some questions. Because we don't have no more questions.
Oh, let's see. Guest appearance.
So Trump won the election. Did you guys know that? Wow. No one I know saw that coming. Like, some people were like, oh, it's totally telegraphed. This is going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I had no fucking... I would have put money on Hillary.
Well, see, here's the thing. There's a couple of different schools of thought on that. The weeks leading up to the election, the closer it got to the election, the more the polls favored Hillary.
But,
yeah. I mean, we even, on the last podcast we did right before the election, we went to all these polls and they all favored Hillary. Which leads you to a couple of different schools of thought. One... all the polls are just bullshit. They've already revealed that some of the polls were bullshit. That was just news agencies making up their own shit. That's not true, James. I knew, LOL. What you talking about?
I think Trump won.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, or the polls were actually accurate, which fucking woke it up in the heads of all these Trump supporters. Like, hey, we got to prove these polls wrong. which they did.
Serenity was right. Serenity did call that Trump was going to win. And I was like, no, I think Hillary's got this.
But once again, and I didn't fact check this. I've heard it from a bunch of different people, though. Apparently, Trump lost the popular vote.
Yeah. I have read and seen that Hillary did win the popular vote. And
there going back to my old gripe about how the Electoral College just needs to be abolished.
You know what? After looking at the Electoral College, I kind of disagree with that. That it's the Electoral College better represents the country distributing the votes. Otherwise, it was like half of the country resides in like a couple counties in California, Texas, and then the like Chicago, like the bigger cities. Which, by the way, pretty much all liberal, would basically elect the president. Because, as it is, like, you know, do our values here in Tennessee, which I don't think we barely even blipped up on that radar of population density. Because
we were a Trump state.
You know, yeah. But, I mean, and the population density, we're barely on there. Like, think about it. Montana would not have a say in the president.
Alaska sure as hell wouldn't.
Alaska, well, yeah, the population density in those areas are so low that it wouldn't reflect their values. So that's why we had the Electoral College. I mean, I'm like, okay, yeah, it makes sense.
You're
it makes
a corporate sense. Drone.
Go fuck yourself.
Fucking violent hippie.
Yeah. And you know what else?
Your mama?
I called this. Well, I heard this a few years ago, and then I've been saying this for a while. You know, Trump ran, like, one of his main things that got him elected, besides the fact that he had the R, and people were like, well, I better vote for the R. This, I was like,
and he was always a registered fucking Democrat. Trump's not even a Republican, people. Basically, we had two Democrats running for president.
He ran on repealing Obamacare.
He's not going to do that.
Not going to do that.
Do you think he'll revamp it at all?
He is going to make changes to it. He's going to change Obamacare. He is not going to repeal Obamacare. If you voted for Trump thinking he's going to repeal Obamacare, because he said he's going to repeal Obamacare, and you know you can trust... He is a businessman, but he's now the president-elect, which makes him a politician by proxy of being elected.
Yeah, but I think a lot of his natural lied. Instincts are going to be like... I think a lot of his natural business instincts will kick into shit.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he will make... maybe he will make Obamacare better, because, I mean, really, any change could make it better.
Well, I didn't vote.
Neither did I.
No, we didn't vote. I did not want to contribute to the problem, okay? But here's the thing. I'm not rooting against Trump. Trump is going to be the president. Come inauguration time, was it January?
January.
He will be the 46th president. And I am, okay, now don't take this the wrong way, but I am kind of supporting him now because I'm rooting for him to be a damn good president. I am not rooting for him to fail. I don't want him to fail. Rooting for the president to fail is like cheering for the pilot of your plane to crash.
I knew where you're going too. Yeah. You know, like, I didn't like Obama at all.
Look, Cam put, I voted for him because he wasn't Hillary. See, that leads right into the whole lesser of two evils thing. Sorry, Cam, but it's true. We had nothing but shitty options.
Yeah.
It's like the doctor says, sometimes all your choices are bad, but you still have to choose. Except for us, we didn't choose.
See, you know what? I didn't really care about the election, but in retrospect, like now I'm accepting it. And I've come to the conclusion that only three things, America, not Germany, three things can Trump do. One.
Grab women by the pussy.
Yeah, and do nothing. He can just go around the White House and grab pussy and do nothing.
Why not?
Clinton, no laws can get passed. Nothing will happen. Just go around and just grab pussy all day. Yeah, he can
literally just skate through the next 4 years.
And I would love that. I don't want anything passed. I want nothing done. That's why I was a little concerned when the Republicans won everything. House, Senate, presidency, everything. They want something. It'll be really easy to push it through.
That makes it a monopoly, and I thought monopolies were illegal. Unfortunately, Page's manager has stopped. What does that mean?
I bet we're not live.
It says we're live. It says the connection's weak. Are we live? Can you people out there hear us?
We'll give it a few seconds and
please
see.
Please, somebody say something. Serenity, Cam, you're the only two here.
They'll comment if they can see something. It's totally done.
Are we done? ending live video. Well, we're still recording the podcast, at least.
Yeah. Your post went live. Done. Let's, it was for 26 minutes. That was not too bad.
Should we try it again?
I'm just going to restart it. Go live.
QA2?
And we're back.
We're live again.
We're live again. This has been a debacle. No one's in here right now. This is JamesFitzGeraldPunk.com.
And this is Couch Potato Mike.
This podcast is going to be our worst. We're going to lose all 6 listeners. We love you guys.
I always thought this was a bad idea. Now Ralph knows what we look like. We've got a 1.
Cam must be back. Welcome back, Cam.
Oh, it's either Cam or Serenity.
Yeah.
It's probably Cam, though.
Yeah. So where we're at. Oh, yeah. So Obama had... Not Obama. Trump. Trump could do 2-3 things. Remember, grab pussy and do nothing.
Orange is the new black.
Orange is the new black. Two. He can do everything he promised to do. Which we already discussed. He's not going to repeal Obamacare, but... He could repeal Obamacare.
He's not going to build a fucking wall.
He could build, like, literally, he could do everything he says he's going to do in his campaigns, and he could end up with the end product of making America better, subjectively, to when he took over. That is a possible outcome. In one of the many multiverses of universes, that could occur. Kind of doubt it. I'm not gonna lie. But much like Mike's analogy with the plane pilot, for God's sake, I wish he would make things better. I'm just not putting my money on it.
No.
Or the third possible outcome. He could drive us straight into the goddamn collapse right now. World War III, nuclear apocalypse, famine, FEMA camps, everything. He could drive us straight to that motherfucking apocalypse right now.
I honestly think he's going to do good.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. At the very least, I don't think we're going to be any worse off after him.
Yeah. More or less, I mean, people complain that nothing... I mean, people complain that Bush was the worst 8 years ever, and Trump was... Obama was the worst 8 years ever. I don't really think anything's going to happen. But like I said, I'm okay with all three. If the collapse comes... Whatever, it's gonna happen eventually. I'm the kind of like rip the band-aid off kind of guy. Like, let's just get this shit over with.
Yeah, it's like Cam says, I doubt he'll do anything except maybe loosen the stranglehold on coal and oil.
I agree.
That would be. I mean, those are very finite resources. I mean, once they're gone, they're gone.
I agree. He may actually do that. The pipeline he may or may not put in. I'm a little iffy if we do eminent domain on Native American land, though.
What he's wanting to do,
the pipeline might run through Native American land, which would be like, I'm not really a fan of that.
Cowabunga.
But, yeah, he may actually help the stranglehold and maybe help a few other things. Hopefully, it's all Wyoming has for income. Oh, yeah.
I don't believe Wyoming is a real state. I'm sorry. I mean, have you ever met anyone from Wyoming?
I think we have fans in Wyoming.
They're lying. They're not really from Wyoming. Wyoming is an old Cherokee word that means no state here.
Oh.
Just look at... Have you ever watched the old show Garfield and Friends? He says it right there, and if you see it on TV, yeah. It must be true.
Yeah. And...
We're off.
Cam is for Wyoming, you asshole.
Wait...
Yeah, see, we have a few other people from Wyoming.
He's lying. Cam, where are you really from? You're not from Wyoming.
He really works for the NSA.
Nobody is from Wyoming.
It's really Ralph. Ralph from the NSA.
Yes.
So yeah, and maybe it will help out some of the business issues. Obama was not very pro-business, and Trump is a businessman.
Yeah, he's all about the business. He's all about the art of the deal.
Oh, literally, he is from Cheyenne,
Wyoming.
Can we say that? Can we say that? People are going to hear that.
I just did.
Oh, well.
I just read it. Cheyenne, Wyoming, LOL, which is an even longer Native American word that means we really mean there's no state here.
Yes, it's Cherokee for no such place. yeah.
And if there are any Native Americans out there listening, I just want to greet you in your own language. Hey, how are ya? Hey, how are ya?
Choctaw, Himahula. Sure. So yeah, I would be all about helping businesses. Reducing the stranglehold on that a little bit. And, you know what? A lot of gun stores, and I've asked around and I've seen this and I've talked to people at the TBI, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, that do background checks for when you buy a gun.
So that's what TBI stands for.
A lot of gun stores stocked up a lot in anticipation for Hillary becoming president, and then gun sales skyrocketing. And now they're sitting on a ton of inventory. So they're sitting on a ton of inventory. And he does have the perfect hair for scalping, by the way. You need a big what was Brad Pitt's name in that movie
Inglourious Bastards?
Killing Nazis.
Oh, fuck, if you hadn't asked me, I'd have known.
Cam, what's that name? What was his name? It was a good name too.
Fucking Brad Pitt's name.
Navajo Mike or something?
No, what Navajo Mike.
Cherokee Joe?
No, it wasn't anything weird like that.
It was a weird name.
He was either from Tennessee or Kentucky. Oh, yeah, I turned my internet off.
I have a Bowie knife,
I have a Bowie knife. Oh, fuck. That's going to drive me fucking... something the Apache.
Yeah.
That's what the fucking Jew hunter called him. Lando?
Yeah, that might be.
Aldo. Aldo Raines.
Yeah.
Aldo the Apache. I knew I had it in there.
Oh, have you noticed our connection doesn't seem bad now? Cam, do we look better now? I mean, I know we're so ugly as fuck, but does the connection look better? Get my mohawk.
It's on a fucking delay. It'll be like 3 hours before he answers us.
Yeah. Where was I going? Did you hear? You know who Mike Rowe is, right? Dirty Jobs guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, Mike Rowe.
He had a good response on why Donald Trump won. I won't read it all, but basically, it's people are sick and tired of bullshit, and they voted for him, and they're not racist, and he's tired of people being stupid. People are really being stupid. Good, we are better.
Sweet.
People.
I let my hair down. Now people know what I really look like.
I might let my hair grow out. I don't know.
I'm
doing the no shave November.
Yeah, like I said, Lieutenant Aldo Raines.
Yeah.
That is what I said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Lieutenant Aldo Raines.
Mike Rowe, he was like, at first he commented on the whole, The thing where people can lick their cats without licking their cats. Like, there's a brush you put on your tongue.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I've seen that. That's disgusting.
Yeah, he was like, that's basically what this election was. Licking your cat without using your tongue.
That makes no sense. Wait, what's his rationale behind that statement?
I want to actually read the post and not that.
Oh, I wonder why your internet's so slow. You've only got 20 fucking windows open.
Well, they're not actively doing anything. Let's see. Oh, come on. What are you doing? Whatever.
Is that not what you were looking for?
It is. It's just, it's so long, I don't want to read it.
It showed one of those thingies.
Yeah, it was one of the people licking the cat.
That is just the most disgusting looking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that guy needs to go die.
Yeah. Who the fuck invents shit like that?
Dummies. Dummy liberals. That makes sense, actually. Yeah, it's just, So, the riots, are getting kind of out of control. I hear they're moving to Memphis. They're pretty much spreading all across the country, anti-Trump rallies.
It's like a traveling road show?
They
finish off in one city and then move on to the next?
But I don't think they're finishing off. I think they're still riot. Like, Portland, I think, has had riots every day.
Why don't people just do their goddamn jobs? There is no sense in fucking rioting. It's not going to get him ousted from office.
No.
It's just really fucking not. I mean, it's stupid. It's pointless. People are just using this as a fucking excuse because they needed a fucking readily made excuse this month to fucking riot and loot and destruct. And they're like, oh, hell, I need a new TV. Time to riot. Down with Trump.
Yeah.
Fuck people. Fuck humans. This whole country's nothing but a fucking giant group of whiny, pussy-whipped, sissy-ass little fucking bitches. This country is fucking imploding.
Are you gonna go into your rant now?
Yes, fucking why not? I'm already in the goddamn mood. Welcome to All Geared Up with Couch Potato Mike. This time, I'm ranting about a phenomenon that I think is being called post-election depression. I was recently witness to a tale that just blew my fucking mind. I'm not going to name names because I don't know names, or I probably would. I am friends with a man that works with this other gentleman who, after the election, was working overnight. They work overnights, and he got on the company software, or maybe he called in, I don't know. But while he was still on the clock in the break room, he called out for the following night, stating that he was too depressed because of Donald Trump winning the election to come to work while he was at work. I mean, he had a supervisor walk in on him and, like, just ream him a new asshole for this. Literally called out from the company break room for the next shift. I mean, it's fucking retarded. But there are fucking students walking out of high schools and all this shit because of this post-election depression. They're too depressed to do their schoolwork, to do their jobs, because Trump was nominated. This is proof that the country is imploding, that we are nothing but whiny little pussies. Not all of us, but enough of us where I'm surprised. I would not be a bit surprised if the rest of the fucking world was not just fucking laughing at us, waiting for the next time they can just come in and give us the royal bitch slap that most of us really, truly fucking need. What happened to this goddamn country? This country was fucking founded by men who were born in log cabins they built with their own two hands, goddammit. We were rugged pioneers once. We fought the fucking man. We pushed out England. We took on Germany. We fucking squashed Korea. We did all this great shit. Why? So our descendants could be whiny little bitches, spoiled little fucking brats that use anything for a fucking excuse to do nothing whatso-fucking-ever. Basically, I think the vast majority of the youngsters in this country need their nuts hooked to a goddamn car battery while being bitch-slapped and waterboarded simultaneously until they grow an honest-to-good fucking pear and fucking do what's right. Get your goddamn ass to school, get your education so you can get a good fucking paying job and support me, because God knows the way this country is going, my fucking Social Security won't be there when I fucking need it.
None of us will.
No.
No, none of us. Utes. None of us utes.
So, I'm we'll Couch Potato Mike, and I'm all geared up.
Yeah.
So, happy ranting, and fuck off, my friends.
I have a mini rant on Nintendo.
Oh, please do.
Fuck you, Nintendo. Fuck you up your fucking ass.
Now, this pertains to the launch of the new Nintendo Classic Console kind of thing with the 30 built-in games that everybody's been anticipating. Yours truly included in that. But take it away, James.
Yeah, they're basically re-releasing the Nintendo with built-in games, controllers, mini. And it's going to be like a $60 price point. You get, like, I think one or two controllers, 30 games.
I want one of those.
You don't have to pull out the cartridges and then get them in there just right. And then just sort of jiggle the thing. You know, you don't have to know that dancing. You just turn it on, pick your game, and play it. I mean, maybe you can go find a Nintendo Classic, a real Nintendo these days. It'll work. Maybe the pins won't be broken. Maybe you could find games for it that aren't $60. Still blow them out. Maybe get them to work.
Oh, God. You remember all the shit you used to have to do with the fucking Nintendo. When you first got it, you put the cartridge in, you press it down, turn the power button on. Yay. But after a while, it stopped doing that. So there was the theories that you had to press it up and down like 10 times. You had to blow in it. You had to blow inside the fucking thing. You had to push it just enough where it barely cleared it and then press it down, scraping against it. All this fucking shit. You had to clean it with alcohol. Ironically enough, I don't even know. The Nintendo was really weird because the way it's designed, you press the cartridge in and push it down, and it wouldn't work unless you pushed it down. Unless you had a Game Genie.
And when it stuck out.
Where you couldn't push it down, it would just work. I've never understood that, which means that you didn't have to push it down to fucking begin with, but you did.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So apparently Nintendo, much like what they did with the Wii, the original Wii release.
I would too if I still have. I've got a Sega Genesis, by the way, Cam.
The store that I work at, which is a large retail where I work at overnight, we got in, it was either 6 or 11. There was at least 14 or 20 people waiting. My plan was to grab one when I got off in the morning.
I don't want you skipping over the numbers he just said. There were 6 or 11 of them.
There should have been 50 or 20. 20 or 50.
This has been a big anticipated release. And I think.
And they refused to do pre-orders. And no store was allowed to do pre-orders.
That's retarded.
Not even eBay. Lucky, I didn't get one.
No, he didn't get one.
I was working while more people were there waiting in line for hours before it came out than there even were to sell. People were waiting in line with the hopes that someone passed out and died from lack of food and moving so they could get their one that they were waiting for.
So in other words, by the time that it was time to actually put them open for the public, there was none left to put on the shelves. They might as well have just handed them out.
Yeah, they just kept them behind the register and sold them.
Yeah.
It was like, yours. To which they went right as soon as, like, people were posting in line after they paid for it on eBay for like $200.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you. Okay, so then the next day at about 2 o'clock, Amazon was going to sell some. Amazon.com, which now has become the world's largest retailer. It has surpassed Walmart and everyone else.
How do you like that? The world's largest retailer doesn't have a physical store.
Yeah.
They have warehouses.
The demand for the Nintendo Classic Minis was so great when people were refreshing the page to wait till 2 o'clock Central Standard Time when they became available for sale, Amazon was crashed.
Whoa, I didn't know about that.
Amazon crashed because so many fucking people wanted this Nintendo Mini that they didn't get because Amazon, too, had a limited quantity. So when I woke up at 9:30 from being asleep all fucking day because I was tired as shit...
You know what? This is actually brilliant, though. This is fucking really brilliant if you think about it from Nintendo's point of view. Okay, well, this pisses me off. Nintendo just shut down our fucking video. Ending live video. You know, fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. We're still recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is actually brilliant from Nintendo's point of view. What they're trying to do with this is basically create the next Tickle Me Elmo craze. Remember when Tickle Me Elmos came out? There was a limited supply of that, and they were the hot new fucking thing, and they were literally going at auctions. Was it QABS 3? Q and A 3?
Yeah. I'm going on the on the group now.
In Survival Punk's group.
Hey, it's James from SurvivalPunk.com.
And this is Couch Potato Mike.
We're continuing.
Yeah, part 3 of our little video feed here. Now, like I was saying, I think they're trying to create the next Tickle Me Elmo phase. Basically, by only supplying a very limited supply, there's not going to be enough supply to meet demand. People are going to be selling them on eBay, like you fucking said, and they're going to become the hot new thing. So that way, everybody's going to be looking for one, and that way, when they do the second run of them, they're guaranteed to sell out.
I'm sorry, but that just makes spite and anger. And
I agree with you completely.
A lot of people may not actually have any, they may not buy them now, like... Fuck Nintendo. Maybe I don't want one now.
Look, I'm not going to buy one right now. I'm going to wait until they're fucking cheaper any damn way. I can't remember the last time I got a brand new video game console.
One's affordable, though. Like, at $60 with 30 games, that's a better deal than anything I've seen.
How is it affordable if you can't find it anywhere except for places where they're selling it at 500 times their markup?
That's my problem. Hey, your wife is watching now.
Sweet.
That's my problem though. Like I would have bought one when I got up in the morning. I was going to buy one.
Honey, were you watching in the Survival Punks page instead of the Survival Punks group instead of the Survival Punk page, waiting for us to get going? Because I made the same mistake, and I'm on the fucking show. Love you. I love you, my producer, Mike.
It's annoying as shit. I don't like that kind of shenanigans. They should have. Okay, one, the amount of shares and activity. Hi, Kate from the UK. Welcome to our show.
See, that's exactly what I thought was happening.
What?
That she was waiting on the Survival Punks page group instead of the Survival Punk page.
Well, there's 200 people in the Punks group, and there's 2,600 and something in the page, so...
And we've already got as many people watching us on the group as... whatever. Hi, Kate. Hi, Mike's wife. Hello, James. No hello from Mike?
You know what? I've heard Kate's accent. It's amazing.
Oh, where are you from, Kate?
Kate is in Brighton, UK.
Oh, Brighton.
Brighton, yeah. I've seen her pictures on the... Brighton has a really nice beach. I'd love to visit the beach in Brighton.
I'll take your word for it.
So, yeah.
I've always wanted to go to the UK.
So, yeah. Kate wanted a Nintendo, too. Yeah, I was just bitching about the Nintendo, the way that they should have had a lot more for sale, and they didn't, and that really pissed me off.
They literally could have put out 500% more product than they did and would have still sold out.
Yeah. And, you know, pre-orders. They could have done pre-orders, and they could have gauged it. Well, I mean, we've got no ocean here, so...
No, like, they have a lot of rocky beaches in the UK.
Yeah. Rockaway Beach.
Well, I mean, we're in a landlocked state.
Yeah. We have sandy beaches for some of our rivers, the ones that aren't toxic waste filled.
Was the show Broadchurch filmed anywhere near you? Because I love the show Broadchurch.
Kate only watches American TV.
Oh, really?
I don't know. it's reverse. We only watch British TV, and the UK people only watch American TV.
The UK has pre-ordered ones.
God damn it.
So basically, they're just like, fuck you, America.
Yeah,
they are Japanese.
Maybe I will look around. I didn't see any pre-orders anywhere. Like, all of our stores, like GameStop and Walmart and all of the Best Buy and all that stuff, no one was allowed to do pre-orders. Amazon wasn't allowed to do pre-orders. Yeah, she only watches American TV.
What, no Doctor Who? I mean, I could understand if you didn't watch Top Gear anymore. Who the fuck would? But, you know.
You know what? Actually, I have I have several UK buddies, and I have one that lives in Camden.
Camden.
Where's Doctor Who filmed?
Cardiff.
He lives in Cardiff. I don't think he watches Doctor Who at all, so. God damn it, that's so. I'm gonna go to Amazon.co.uk and pre-order one, and then have it shipped here for $1 million. What else do we have to talk about?
Your mama.
I think we're coming up on the end. Questions, Kate? Do you have any survival questions? Do you want to know how to store your tinned food? We only have two people watching. I was hoping more people would be in here.
This has been an incredible success.
Yeah, we've had. The Facebook Live app crashed on us twice. This is our third go at it. Two times in the
survival page. Oh, I'm so sorry, Kate. I forgot this is offensive over there. I'm like, twice.
Twice? Cam published on Survival Punks.
How are you going to survive Brexit? I'm so sorry.
The Trump thing. We talked about it a little bit earlier. Kate, honestly, the American president is such a puppet tool anyway. Nothing. I mean, 8 years with Bush and not really much happened.
Giggity.
8 years with Obama, not really happened. I'm going to focus on me, my family, my preps, and my business.
Easy. I voted leave.
Yeah. You can come to America, Kate. We have tacos. We have real tacos, because I hear the UK does not have tacos.
We have yummy tacos.
We have legit tacos.
Fuck yes.
Actually, Tennessee has some of the best tacos I've ever eaten. Because I eat tacos everywhere I visit in the country, and the tacos here, the taco stands, are
the best.
Do you
know that celebrity chef Aaron Sanchez?
I do.
He has the show that showed up on Netflix.
Like a taco stand show or something.
Yeah, it was like a taco trip. And
Tuesday.
And he did one whole episode that was just taco places around Nashville.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, it wasn't, like, any of the big chain restaurants or anything like that, but he found, like, a lot of amazing tacos here in Nashville.
Yeah. I thought it was Titty Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Titty Taco Tuesday?
Dude, you're only
Triple T's.
Dude, yeah, okay, it's Taco Tuesday for the rest of the world, but it's Titty Tuesday for those people that, you know, when you move to a new area, you have to go around and tell everybody you're a pederast.
What?
Your mama.
No, there's a hashtag, Titty Tuesday.
Well, yeah, of course there's a hashtag, Titty Tuesday.
Whatever.
But you can't eat titties. I mean, you can, but you have to spit them back out.
No, you don't.
Well, people will get
Nicole.
Really
pissed. Is Nicole in here? Where's Nicole at?
Nicole
is watching.
Nicole Elizabeth is watching.
Yeah.
Apparently, Kate loves Nicole.
Yeah. Nicole missed our whole Trump talk at the beginning of the show.
Fuck, no, I want tacos.
They're
actually on my cheat day list, hon.
We're going to have to go back out for tacos
now? I mean, they're not on my menu for today. I mean, well, we're going to have to go back out. I was planning on, I got to go pay on my car.
All right. So all of you guys, we're all going to go get tacos. So, Kate, you get in your kayak in Kayakosta Pond, and Nicole, you get in your twin jet and you fly over here.
Nicole loves Trump.
Nicole, she does.
He is the new black.
Yeah. You know what? I was wondering if Trump had so many. You know what? Trump got more female voters than Hillary did.
He would love to grab your friend by the pussy. He really would. Huge. He's huge at grabbing pussies.
I bet Nicole wants Trump to spank her.
Oh, look, Kate, right there. She wants him to grab her in the pussy. Right
yeah.
There.
No, I read that. Yeah. And Chinese. No, we can't have tacos and Chinese food.
Why can't we? God damn it.
Just for the replay, people, we're about to end it up.
Why don't they make Chinese tacos?
Jeff Dimitri, I just got a shout out that Tennessee is number one. I know Jeff's a hunter, and he hunts a lot, and there is a Wisconsin band called the Turdy Point Buck. The Turdy Point Buck. Tennessee, some guy may have just set the world record with a, is it 40? Wait, where is it? 47 point buck, Jeff. Take that! In Sumner County, which is, you know, around Hendersonville, Gallatin, you know, where I used to work at.
47 point
buck. Look at that son of a bitch. You guys can't see that, but look at him.
Tennessee hunter bags possibly world record breaking 47 point buck.
Yeah. The 37 point buck, man.
Yeah, you don't get that up there in Wisconsin, you. Yeah,
no. I guess Nicole came in and was like, fuck this shit, I'm out of here.
So, yes, we can. See? She says we can get Chinese and tacos. Jeremy Dimming is watching.
We got more people coming on here than we did on the page.
I told you we should have done it in the fucking group.
Well, there's more people on the page. It and should have been better.
They don't care.
Welcome, Jeremy. You're coming at the tail butt end. You'll have to listen to the podcast on SorrelPunk.com that comes out on Wednesday. So you get to hear all the trials and tribulations.
Yeah, this is
trials
actually
and
our,
tribulations.
This is our third video.
Our third video.
Which is supposed to
Q&A.
Be one.
Before we get off here, Jeremy, Kate, Andrew, does anyone have any questions?
Yes, this was supposed to be a live Q&A.
So we didn't have
enough anybody people. Have it, ask us some kind of questions so we can ask us, you know.
Rapid fire. Come
cue
on.
Cue us so we can A you back. Are you checking to see if there's stuff in your teeth?
Is there a kale in my teeth? Probably. I have a kale.
There's a couple of pubes in there.
Yeah, because we're coming right up on the hour mark. So I'm going to.
They were all in bed.
They're all in bed. Maybe. Maybe. We'll do this again later. I mean.
We'll do it again. Next time we'll just go for the group instead of the page, because that's where our loyal followers are in the group.
How's the fire starting stuff going? I think that ended. The new challenge was for making a school-approved child safety bug out type kit, so the things there you can take to school.
There never will be.
What?
Schools will never approve a child's bug out.
No,
kit.
Well, there are items. They do make some companies put out things that you can make. You can take to school. They're obviously you're not gonna put like a knife in there. They're gonna take that, you know, and stuff like that. But
let them bring rope.
You could take rope.
You can tie each other up and hang yourselves with it.
You know, and snacks and stuff.
Look, you list me anything that you think would be kid approved, and I will give you the fucking devil's advocate version of why it wouldn't be.
But I mean, I'm gonna fucking like contact a school and see what you can do. Billy Barker, welcome to the chat. There's a cushion that there is. They do have a bulletproof plate you can put in a backpack to make your backpack bulletproof. That, you know, you could shield yourself behind.
Yeah, that would be good.
Who was the other guy going up there? Jeremy, Billy, anyone have any survival prepper, whatever questions?
We'll answer any questions right now.
For the next few minutes before this podcast is wrapped up.
There's only one person watching.
Like a Jimmy hat.
Everybody bailed.
I don't know why I keep saying that. I can't check on this one.
Lovely.
Invite people.
Everybody's getting an invite.
I should have did this earlier.
Well, you know what? This has been a great experience of how not to do it.
Yeah.
It's a learning curve. This is the exciting part of it, folks. There's two people watching now. Hopefully you just... Aw, you skipped him, you bastard!
Invitation sent. I don't even know why I sent all the invitations, because I'm about to close this thing up here in a little bit. It says there's two people. Serenity's watching. Serenity's back again. For the next few minutes, I guess.
Yeah, we're wrapping this thing up.
We got three people.
Hey, great. Now they're talking to each other. Just talk amongst yourselves, ladies. We'll wait.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Third point. I don't think I have anything else to really chat about. And I may, in the podcast, I may just cut all this stuff off.
Cut what stuff off?
The in chitty chatty stuff. I don't know. Or I might just, fuck, I hardly ever do anything. I hardly ever do any editing, usually throughout it. So I usually will listen to the beginning, add the opening stuff, listen to the end, add the closing stuff, and then run it. Run it. Nobody's coming in. Fuck it. Let's end this show up.
On that bombshell, it is time for us to end. So for the Survival Punk Live podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike.
This is James Sickwin Burnett.
And remember to go to the right page and respond to the invites, or we will mock you mercilessly.
DIY. I love you, Serenity.
Love you, producer Mike's wife.
To survive, use guys.
Use guys.